Today's daf is daf kuf dalet. So we got to the mission on the top there, around 8 lines down. The mission begins: Amos nadvin log shemen shnaim v'chamisha. A person may not make a neder or a nedava rather on a amount of log, amount of wine, of 2 log or 5 of them. And the reason why is because we don't find anywhere where 2 or 5 log are anything significant. It doesn't match up to any animals that we have. As opposed to the mission says aval. Misnadvin shloshev arba v'shisha mishisha v'lamala. A person is able to make a nedava. He says, I want to bring a yayin that's shlosha log, or arba log. Since that exists in the Torah, we'll see in Rashi in just a second, that therefore you can make a nedava on that. So where do you find?
One, two, or five, it says. Amisnadvin log.
Okay, so the Rashi says here. Rashi points out about misnadvin shlosha dechazu lekeves. The shlosha is a amount of log that was accompanying a keves. Arba was la'ayil dehi shlishis ha'in v'shisha dechazu lepar m'shisha lamala d'sheva chazu. When you have 7, you want to take a neder or a nedava 7. That's chazu shloshim an ayil. 3 is used for the keves and arba la'ayil. 4 is used for an ayil and shmona yichazu l'shnei ayilam. So the whole all these combinations up until 10, everything works out. And we're going to see the Gemara. What about above 10? But there's always something that you could do with a number amount of log other than 1, 2, and 5 do not have a model in the Torah, and therefore that nedava doesn't work. The Gemara says, Ibar Yiluhu asks the Gemara the following question. Yesh kevel in nesachim o ein kevel in nesachim. Is there such a thing as keva for nesachim or what? So what's that or not? What's that shaila? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yesh kevel in nesachim. Amar, hare alai kach v'kach login. If you say, I'm taking upon myself a certain amount of login, and it's, let's say, the 5. So mi have a keva. Is it keva in that? The ein yachol hakrivim ella hakol biyachad. Dave kravim mekarbon echad. You have to bring them all together in one shot. It's koveya them that's the unit. Oh, ein keva. There is no keva. The yachol hakrivim dechazu ba'apei nafshi. You could split up 2 here and 3 there and 4 there. Split up however you want. Is there keva? Do you have to bring them all in one shot? Or can you split it up? So Gemara asks, hey chidami, what exactly is the case here? Kigon da'aisi chamisha. If it's a situation where he wants to bring 5, I'm taking upon myself to bring 5. So we know in the mission already that 5 doesn't work. So what does he mean? Iamris ain keva l'nesachim. If it means that there is no keva, meaning you could split it up. So mashach umakiv arba. I mean, I will pull out 4 of the 5 and bring 4 separately. The chazu la'ayil. And then idach the other one, the 5, the 5th one, which is now extra, having nedava, let it go towards the nedava, some other nedava, and let it go. There's an extra in a fund. We'll see in a second where you keep all the surplus of money and put it into those funds to support any new nedavas that are coming. That's if you say ein la keva. But I amis yesh keva. If you say there's a keva, so they all come in a unit. You can't break it down. So then the nesachim ad mimali lehu lo karvi. Until you get to the next amount, let's say 5, you need to get to 6 because 6 is a shear that shayach for whichever animal that was. That was for the par. So you said 5. You have to get 5 together. You could add on until it's something that's fit to be brought as a karvim. So that's the shayach. Is there keva or is there no keva? So Amar Samai, what's the halacha? Amar Bai says, Tashma. Shisha l'nedava, we say 6 for the nedava. And what does it mean 6 in the nedava? So this is referring to, we know in the Mishkan, in the base of Migdash, they had 13 shofros, 13 little like stucca boxes where they would leave extra money. And it would be used for different purposes. So 6 of those 13 were as follows. Shisha of the nedava, v'arminan kenegin mi, why 6 different pushkas do you need to collect to use for the nedavos? When it comes to the base of Migdash, you take a person's bringing a nidvas tzibor, let's say, so you take the funds to buy the wine, the nesachim, necessary for the nidvas tzibor. So why do you need 6 different, again, pushkas? The Gemara explains, kenegin mosar chatas, if there's surplus in chatas. Let's say a person set aside $1,000 to buy a cow for chatas, and then when he goes to the marketplace, it's only $800. So now he has $200 extra that he had set aside, which he doesn't need. That goes to the mosar chatas.
And what happens to that? What happens to the mosar chatas?
That's used for nidvas tzibor. If they bring a nidvas tzibor, let's say the base of Migdash, the Mizbeach is quiet. Uh-huh. See how they bring Kate to Mizbeach? They would try to keep it active, so they use the funds to buy animals and to buy wine to keep the Mizbeach active. So that would be mosar chatas. Then there's another one, which is mosar ashamos, and mosar asham nazir, mosar asham mitzora, mosar kinim, mosar minchas chote. These are all, if there's money in excess, to eat either of these types of karbanos. Fine. So now what do we learn from this? How is this relevant to whether nisachim are keva or not keva? So the Gemara says, Vimis, if it's true that there's such a thing as you can create Mosar, meaning there is no Keva, so if I take upon myself five log, I use four, and then the fifth one is Mosar, so don't I need to have a shofar, a pushka, to put the Mosar Nisachim? So it must be that there is no such thing as Mosar. You have to use Keva. They have to come as a unit. There's never going to be a surplus in Yayin. Vimisa, again, the Gemara asks, Litkon shofar acharina, connected Mosar Nisachim. So Gemara says, no. Hanach l'nidvas sibur azli, hanach shchichi, efshir demitztarfei demar demar, b'hadei hadadei v'karver. So what does this mean? So we're saying here, if you take a look at Rashi, the medium wide lines down in Rashi, it's five lines down the end of the line, six lines down rather, hanach nisachim, lamalu, sorry, the previous, hanach, in that same line, it says two, hanach twice. Hanach mosros l'nidvas sibur azli, the extra of the moser chatas and the moser ashamos, all those, that was used to buy Nidvas Tzibur. Hanach Nisachim, the Nisachim, however, Lamalu Shofar, why do you need a separate shofar for that one? Ho v'shchiach koyoma, since it's common every single day, sharei rov karbanos tunim Nisachim. Most karbanos require Nisachim. So you're always going to need to dip into funds to buy Nisachim that are constant. Nidvas Tzibur isn't common, but Nisachim are common. So in other words, if a person comes in and has excess of Moser Nisachim, that will go right to a carbon taking place right now. Let's say I take upon myself five log shemen. So I use four of them for a whatever carbon. The one left over, I could combine with the other guy who's bringing his Nisachim, and you could use that today for today's carbon, because Nisachim are always being used. They're never going to need to leave over money for leftover Nisachim. But all the other karbanos, Moser Asher, Moser Chatas, are used, the funds are used for Nidvas Tzibur. Nidvas Tzibur is not brought every single day, so therefore you have to wait and leave it in a pushka until a Nidvas Tzibur comes that you need to buy for. And that's the difference. It's an issue of frequency.
So there never was a really leftover.
Correct. It was left over from what I personally bought, but they never had to store it anywhere, because it was always just being used for another carbon being brought that day. So then the Gemara says, fine. So there is no rye from that Gemara. There are two ways to read that Braisa, whether or not Keva or Ein La Keva. So Amar Rava, Rava now says, Tashma, Ezrach, the Pasuk says, by Nisachim in the Torah, it says the word Ezrach. What's Ezrach teaching us? Melamed shemisnadvin Nisachim, telling us that's Menadev Nisachim. A person can be Menadev Nisachim. You can take upon yourself as a Nedava. So the Pasuk is talking about requirements. But even a person wants to volunteer, he wants to dedicate Nisachim, that's also allowed. If a person wants to make a nedava of Nisachim, how much does he have to make a nedava on? So again, referring to Rashi, points out a nedava without a carbon. You just want to give a Nisachim. Just wine to the Mizbeach and you pour it down the Shitin. So that little drain next to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Kama, so what's the minimum amount? Shloshes Logan, three log is the smallest amount that you could have to bring for Nisachim. Minayin Shim Rata Lahosev Yosef. How do you know if you want to add on to four and to five and to six? That's permitted as well. Tamalomer, the extra pasuk says Yehiyah, to include even if you want to add on. So Yachal Yivchos, one may think you could bring less than three, you could bring one or two maybe. Tamalomer, Kacha means it has to be to Li'ikuva, you can't bring less than three, but you may bring more than four. So that's the Brisa. So what do we learn from this? So my Yosef, what exactly are you adding on to? Elaim, if you're adding on Arba Vashisha, Nami Chazil Ayel Par, that's obvious. Sorry, I skipped a line. Ilema Arba Vashisha, if you're saying you're adding on another four or another six to the ready three, Maishna Shlosha de Chazil Keves. So why is three so obvious that three works? Arba Vashisha, Nami Chazil Ayel Par. Four and six also obviously work because we have a counterpart that Ayel gets four and a par gets Shisha. There's no Chiddush that you're allowed to add on to those. Meaning, I could always dedicate a three because three matches up to a kevas. So I could also dedicate a four because it matches up to a sheep, and a six matches up to a par. So that's not a chiddush you could add on to those units, those intervals that have already a model in the Torah. So what's a chiddush? What could you add on that's not so obvious? El alav chamisha. It's not that you could add on five, even though five is an odd number and that there's no counterpart, you're still allowed to add on to five. Why? Shmamina ein kevel nesachim shmamina. You don't have to have koveya. Meaning, even though I dedicated five, I could break it up and say four is for this carbon and one's going to be mosar nesachim. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Ashi, but wait a second. How could we just say above that you're allowed to be making a nedava on five and just split up four and one? For ha'anan lo tanan hachi, do we not teach in the Mishnah? Ein misnadvin log shnaim v'chamisha. You can't bring one, you can't bring two, you can't bring five. So five, you can't make a nedava. So how could the Gemara above suggest that you're allowed to make a nedava on five if the Mishnah clearly says you can't? And the Gemara goes on to ask, and the five is similar to the two mentioned in the Mishnah. Mashnaim delo chazuklal, just like two. To make a nedav on two is not fit for anything, and therefore you throw it out entirely. It doesn't work. So to five, when you make a nedav of five, it doesn't work at all. We can't split up between four and one. The nedava doesn't take effect. And the Gemara says, no. Midi irya, does it really have to be this way? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Two and five don't have to be exactly the same. In other words, nedava of two doesn't work at all. It's a misnadvin legamri, says Rashi. Nothing takes effect. When it comes to chamisha, take a look at Rashi, four lines up from the bottom here. Huk de Isa, first word on the line. Shnayim emes nadvin legamre. When it comes to two, it doesn't work at all. Even if you make a nedav of two, it doesn't work. However, chamisha, when you want to take a nedav of five, Logan, lechachila hu delo. Only lechachila one should not do this. She'ein mafrishin tchila lemosas. We don't want to make a nedav where there's going to be, off the bat, an extra one that's going to be mosa. We don't say lechachila to do that. Aval. B'diavad, if one were to do that, B'diavad, we accept it, and we're makriv the arba separately, and the chamishi, the fifth one, is yihei mosar le nidava. That's how we understand the Mishnah.
And how do you understand the Rashi?
That two doesn't work, even B'diavad, if you make it, and right. Five does work. The chachila, you shouldn't do it, but if you do B'diavad, we accept the five as a good nidava. So then the Gemara says, last three lines of the Amud here, Amar Abaye. Im Tim Saloma, if you're going to tell me Ein Kevel Nesachim, Ha Ein Kevel Nesachim, meaning if there's no keva, which means that you don't have, they don't come in units, you can make any amount of nedavas you want. You can make nedava 55 logan if you want. Just break everything up in 4 and 5 and 2 and 1, whatever you want. But if you assume Im Tim Saloma Yesh Kevel Nesachim, so you have to have keva where they all come as a unit. So then the Gemara says, I understand, ad asara pshitali, that works. Up until 10, it all makes sense. Before we get to the next line, look at Rashi, last two lines. Ad asara pshitali, dilog ushnayim, v'chamisha lagamre lo karvi ad memali lehu. One, two, or five, you can't be makriv until you've completed the amount to six or three, whatever it is. Shalosh lekeves chazu, dal l'ayil, shish l'par, shiv l'keves v'ayil, seven, you could split up to three and four, ches l'shnei, shnei ayalim, four to each ayil, and tes l'par v'keves, six to the par, and three to the keves, and yod l'par v'ayil, you have six to the par and four to the ayil. All those make sense. You could break them up in such a way where there's nothing extra. Fine. But the question of the Gemara is, Chanasar, going on to Amud Beis, now Mibari, the suffix is, what about 11? Is 11 going to work Mibari? Is that my? What's the halacha in this case? Can you split it up? So how would you split this up? So the Gemara explains. Gavra l'shnei parim k'mechaven. A person, when he said 11, had in mind two cows, and two cows would be a total of 12. So ad m'malaluhu lo karve, and therefore you can't be makriv 11 until you have the 12th one. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps when he said 11, he had in mind the Shnei Ayalim, the Keves Echad. What's that? So two Ayalim, each of the Ayalim are, what we said, are four, that's eight, plus three for the Keves, that's a total of 11. So did he have in mind two cows and have one more to finish it? Or did he have in mind three different animals, two rams again and one sheep? So Gemara says, Trey Mechad Mina, Bechad Mechad Mina, Mina. Do we say that you could do two from one species and one from another species, or we don't split up in such a way? It's already too much splitting up. Oh, no, people don't think of such a way, meaning we're trying to get in the mind of the person who made the Nadava. So what's Allah when he takes upon himself 11? My, the Gemara says, take it. We don't really know what his intention is, and we leave it as a unanswered question.
Why is that? We just said before that somebody's always going to be able to use Nesachim. So if you have an extra one, it could go for somebody else. So why is now discarding that?
No, when we said there's keva, keva means we never want there to be extra. That was only in the world of ein la keva, where there's always a mosar. So why? So the question was, if there's really mosar, how come there's no extra pushka? Because they never had to have a pushka; it's always used. But if you hold that there's keva, there's never going to be mosar. That's not even a question. It's not even an option to have a pushka.
So keva means only until 10. That's it.
No, keva means that we use everything here. And if you don't have enough, we wait till we have to fill the gap. Uh-huh. But never do we use less.
But could it be? It could be 100. But it's
yeah. New Mishnah tells us now in Kuv Dalad Amud Beis, the Masnisa Misnadvin Yain Vei Misnadvin Shemen Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that you're allowed to make a nedava on wine standing alone without any carbon, but you cannot make a nedava on shemen. Oil doesn't work. And according to again, standing alone. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Misnadin Shemin, he thinks you even can. You can make a nedava of yai, of wine, rather of oil. And Rashi explains what you would do is you would do a kmitz on the oil and be makter that oil, and then the rest of the oil would be eaten. Just like a regular flour. Carbon is just pure shemen. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Tarfon, to defend himself, ma matzinu b'yayin shu b'chova u b'nedava. Just like wine, it comes as a chiv. So just like it comes as a chiv, everyone agrees it comes as a nedava. You could dedicate it if you'd like. So af shemen, so too, why should shemen be different? Shemen shu b'chova b'nedava. It also has that right to come as a nedava. So Rabbi Kiva's response is, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva lo, not a good equation here. Im Amar, if you're going to tell me b'yayin shekein karvim chavasa b'fnei atzma, when you bring yayin as a chiv, it doesn't come with the carbon mixed together. It goes in a separate place. The carbon, the animals on the fire on top of the mizbech, and the wine goes in a special drain off to the south, the eastern part of the mizbech, going down to the shitin. So they're very different, as opposed to shemen, where tomer b'shemen she'eino karvim chavasa b'fnei atzma, when the oil is brought as a chov, doesn't come separately, it comes mixed together with a mincha, meaning we can't envision oil ever being on the mizbech without there being flour. It doesn't exist when the flour without the flour. And for that reason, Rabbi Kiva says you can't be misnadvin shemen. So Gemara says, Ein Shnayim, now a separate point now, Ein Shnayim misnadvin isaron echad. Two people are not allowed to, partners cannot make a nedava on one isarum. About what they can do, misnadvin ola ushlamim v'of, afilu prida achas. But they can partner together to dedicate any of these karbanos. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Rava says, midivrei shnayim, from both of these opinions, nilmod misnadiv adam minchas nisachim b'chol yom. We learn from these two opinions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that a person is allowed to dedicate a nedava every single day. Just look at Rashi for what's going on here. Rashi says, midivrei shnayim nilmod misnadiv adam minchas nisachim. Solas shemen v'yayin below carbon b'chol yom. The ad kan lo pligi ela b'fnei atzma. The whole machlokus is whether you could bring shemen standing alone. Aval b'me'urav v'mamincha. If the oil is mixed with the mincha, lo pligi, there is no machlokus. So in other words, what they're saying here is that a person can make a nedava on whether it be yayin, soles, or even shemen, machlokus whether it needs to be with the mincha or not. Fine. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course, it's obvious. Why would you think they can't make a nedava of these items? So the Gemara explains what the havamina is, ma'od the same, and what would you have thought? Minchas nedava, Gali Barachmana, the Torah tells us about making a minchas nedava, that you can dedicate a mincha, and perhaps you would think only Gali Barachmana, Hani Chamisha Menachos in Tfeilo. So Rashi explains what's going on here. Chamesh Menachos, Solas, Umachvas, Umarcheshes, Vechalos, Urkikin. These are five different menachos that I guess it's specified in the Torah that you're allowed to bring a nedava on these items. The Pesukim tell us this. Aval Revucha, Lo chashiv deina ba nidava ela betoda im azevach v'la midchei. We have a, what's a revucha with without the pan, I think? How do you define revucha? Right, I guess the idea of some, I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, but these five, the five listed here, they're all psukim telling us that you're allowed to bring them as a nidavos. This other one, revucha, which is, they say, I'm not sure how it is, whatever, however it's made exactly, that's not mentioned, that you're allowed to bring it as a nedava, so you might think that ruvucha doesn't work as a nedava. So Gemara says again, hani chamisha minachos in tfeilo, kamash malon, hani milei bistama. That's only true if you said a stam mincha, so are you only allowed to bring those five that are listed in the of the in the Torah? Aval hecha the parish, but when you specify that you want to bring a particular nesachim and the revucha, then it would in a chanami work.
It says revucha is made of scalded fine flour, but it only comes to accompany a totem.
So we never have it standing alone. So normally, if you took a stam nedava of a mincha, you couldn't bring a revucha because there's no pasuk that tells revucha stands alone. But a person mefarsha, he wants the dafka bring a revucha, so then he would be allowed to as well. So that's the chiddush from the statement of Rava. The Gemara now says, we said in the Mishnah, Ein Shnayim Misnadvin, two people cannot make a Nedava. My time, what's the reason why not? Ilema Mishum Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Takriv Ola, Takriv rather, it says by Nedava, it says the word Takriv, I'll read the Pasuk on the side here, V'nefesh ki Sakriv Karban Minchal Hashem. So we see it's in the singular, only one, as opposed to Shutvas. So Gemara says, Ola Nami Haksiv Yakriv, the Ola, the Pasuk by Ola also says in this singular, a Yakriv. Are we going to say that Shutvim cannot bring an Ola? We said in the Mishnah that a Ola can be brought by Shutvim. So it's not a raya from the Yachid of Rabim in the Pasuk. Ella, Ola my timer. So how come an ola may be brought by shutvim? The chesiv in the pasuk lo olo seichem. It says plural. You're in the plural lo olo seichem. That shutvim could bring an ola. So minchanami haksiv leminchos seichem. It says in the pasuk, which would imply that shutvim can bring a minchas nedava as well. Ella, the reason why imishum dechsiv ba nefesh, since it says the word nefesh by the mincha, it tells a dafka the singer. The word takriv is not a chiddush, but the word nefesh stands out. Dafka, one nefesh can bring a mincha, not two people. But all the other karbanos may be brought aydei shutvus. Tatani nami hachi, the Braisa says the same thing. Rebbe Omer, asha yakriv karbano l'chol nidreyem l'chol nidvosam asha yakriv l'ashem akol ban b'shutvus. Everyone can bring, all karbanos can be brought by shutvus. It says nidreyem, nidvosam, theirs in the plural. Lo silka kasev ela mincha, the pasuk only removed, only one thing was singled out, namely mincha, shenemar nefesh. Again, it says the word nefesh by mincha tells us only one nefesh could bring a mincha, you can't bring aydei shutvus. So Gemara now says, finishing off the parak now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak mipnei ma nishtanes mincha. Why is mincha different in that shenemar ba nefesh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, who me Kadosh Baruch Hu mi darchul havi mincha ani. Who's the one who brings a mincha? Mincha is the lowest of the karbanos. He want to make a nedava. He can only afford so much, so he makes a, that guy brings a cow, and this guy brings some flour. So the mincha ani's brought brings the mincha. So the Torah is telling us, ma'ala aniak alav kilu hikriv nafsha lefanai. By him dedicating the flour, which was so hard, it was only a few pennies, but for him that was a lot of money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he offered his whole nefesh, he was moser nefesh, to show kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak further, ma nishtanes mincha shenemar b'chamisha mine tigun halalu. How come the mincha is so unique? We don't have this by any other karbon, that different like flavors and different types. The mincha we have fried, deep fried, little fried, different five different types. How come this is the case? So the Gemara explains, mashal, the melech basar adam, sha'asalo o'avo suda. It's like a king, a person makes a meal for his friend, and he knows he's an ani. It's a strange mashal, but I think the guest is going to his host, the ani's house. And he asks, ani, I want to get hana from you. Make me five different types, five different flavors for me, so I can get hana. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know it's coming from your heart, it's from your nefesh. Make me five different types of, five different courses of flour for me to benefit from you. Okay, Hajar Lach. Okay, the new parak, this is the final parak, I believe, right? We're done in like a week. I think Kuf Yud, less than a week, 6 days. So the new parak, in the final parak, and the new mission begins as follows. A guy says, Hare alai isaron. I have taken upon myself to bring one isaron, the din is yavi echad. He bring one, even though it doesn't specify how many, the word isaron implies one. If he takes upon himself esronos, so he doesn't say how many, the din is yavi shnayim, he bring two, because esronos implies at least two. Pirashti, I specified how many esronos to bring v'ini yadeh, but I forgot how many. Mashi Pirashti, I forgot what I specified. The din is yavi shishim v'isaron. He has to bring the most. We know there's never a mincha greater than 60, so you have to assume the worst. And since you don't know, since you specified a number, you must bring 60 esronos.
Usually you say the minimum is 2.
No, because here he specified something more than 2. So we don't know what he specified. If the guy just said esronos, so esronos means 2. But he said, I said a number. That number could be anywhere between 2 and 60. So, therefore, to be safe, he has to bring 60. This way, he covers his bases. Harelai mincha. The guy says, I'm taking upon myself a mincha. Yavi eza shirt. He can bring any type he wants. He didn't specify. You could bring a revucha, a machvas, a marcheshes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yavi minchas asoles, shi miuchadash shibim minachos. Nope, you don't have a choice. You have to bring the minchas asoles, which is singled out in the Torah. The Gemara, not today, but the Gemara tomorrow, I think, is going to explain what he means by this. And mincha, the guy says, I'm taking upon myself a mincha. Oh, min mincha, or a specific type. The din is Yavi achas, all he has to do is bring one. But let's say he says, I'm bringing minachos. Oh, min minachos. So then Yavi shtaim, he has to bring two, because he said the plural. But let's say he says, Parashi, I specified how many I want to bring, but any odeya, I forgot how much. So what's the din? Ezman Parashi, I don't know what I specified. Yavi Chamishasan, he has to bring all five types of minim to cover his basis. Parashi, Mincha Shel Esronim. He says, I'm taking upon myself a Mincha of Esronim. But I don't remember how many I specified in this case. Yavi Shishim Eisarin. He has to bring again. He said a number. He doesn't know what the number is, so he therefore has to bring 60, which is therefore going to cover all his bases. But the Chiddush of Rebbe now says, Rebbe Omer, no. Yavi Menachos Shel Esronos, he has to bring of different levels, Me'echad Vad Shishim. He needs to bring 60 Menachos, one of one, a second one made of two, and then of three, and then of four. He has to bring 60 different amounts. Why is that different than everything beforehand? So look at Rashi, the first wide line down in Rashi. Rashi says, Rebbe Omer, Kevin Damar Mincha. He said the word Mincha. Mash Mechada, that implies one. Alma, the kli echad kava. You have to bring it all in one kli. Now the problem is, im yavi shishim bechli echad, if you bring 60 amounts in one kli, and shema batsim yachin nader, but he maybe took upon himself a nether of 40, not 60. The problem here is, have a mincha yisera. There's an extra mincha, more than he had dedicated. Vishle le rabbi kivyusa de mana milsa. He thinks that when you put something in the mincha, it's kaveh now. So now you put 60 in, it's kaveh as a mincha of shishim, and it's it completely ignores the 40 that's in there. So therefore, to cover its base, he needs to bring one of one, a second kli of two, and therefore a total of 60 different minachos. Okay. The Gemara now tells us, Pshita, this whole mission is obvious. The first line here, the guy says, Arele Isaron, you bring Yavi Echa. That's obvious. Gemara says, no, Esronos Yavi Shtaim Etzirchalei. You have to teach me the Chiddush. When the guy says, I'm taking upon myself Esronos, you only have to bring two. Gemara says, Honami Pshita, that's also obvious. Gemara is telling us, no, it's a Chiddush because Mir Esronos Shtaim Etzirchalei. Because you would have thought maybe Esronos meant to bring 60. We're telling us that no, we always look at the minimum amount, and since the minimum amount of Esronos is going to be 2, that's all he has to do, and he's off the hook for the rest, any number above that. Let's say, Parashti, Veni Odeya Ma Parashti, Yavi Shishim Isar, and he has to bring 60 if he wasn't sure what he specified. Saman Tana, who authored this Mishnah, Amr Chizkiya Delo Kurebi, can't be like Rebbe, because the Rebbe holds at the end of the Mishnah, Ha Amar Yavi Menachos Shel Esronos Me'echad Vad Shishim. He holds it to bring 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4. It must be that he is not the author of the Mishnah. He's the last opinion that argues on our Mishnah, but he would say, even in this first case, he would have said that you have to bring 60 different Menachos. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi. You could still say Rabbi authored the Mishnah, Beomer Parashi Esronos, Avalo Kavatim Bekli. Because I specified them, but I didn't say it has to be Kovei and the Kli, meaning I'm allowed to mix them together. Even though I took upon myself 40, let's say, putting them in a batch of 60 is not going to be Chisaron, Demaishi Shishin Esronos, Beshishin Mana. No, what he's doing here is you bring 60. You don't have to put all of them in the same kli. And the opposite. You put one in one kli, another, and you have 60 kalim, each holding one isarum. I'm allowed to combine all of them together, meaning even though I took upon myself, let's say, 40, I didn't say they have to be all in the same kli. I took 40 different single asaronim. Here's one, here's two, here's three, here's four, here's five. And as opposed to the last line of the Mishnah, Rebbe held, when I took upon myself the mincha, I said they all have to be in the same kli. So that's why the last line he requires the first one having one Isarum. The second one needs two Esronos. The third one being three Esronos and so on to cover its bases. But the ratio is that you don't have to be Kovea Makom, you don't have to be Kovea Kli rather, it's enough to have them all separate. So if you have, again, 60 small little Kalim, each with one Isarum, if I have 40, I can add them all up together as fulfilling my obligation of the Nedava that I took. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day off.